Star Wars 7x7 episode 2930. So you remember the Obi-Wan Wednesdays thing? It was similar to the Bring Home the Bounty thing, which was similar to Mando Mondays that they'd done over at StarWars.com, where they were releasing all sorts of new product related to the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Well, I'm circling back to finally take a look at what was there, and yeah, we'll get into that and even a little preview of San Diego Comic-Con. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, as you know, if you've been a listener of the podcast for any particular length of time, when we talk about merchandise, we talk about it with an eye to Star Wars storytelling. So yeah, this is not really a collecting podcast or anything like that. We're just looking at it in terms of what can it tell us about story. And in the case of Obi-Wan Wednesdays, we're looking for things that have product descriptions that reveal stuff about characters and vehicles and scenes and situations and so forth. And I'm shocked to tell you that there was precious little of that available for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. And what I mean by that is that there were a number of action figures revealed, and we look specifically at action figures because that's where we see those product descriptions, not like with Lego items. They don't generally have revealing information or, you know, Funko Pop vinyls or pop sockets or t-shirts, stuff like that. Like, yeah, you don't necessarily learn anything new about characters or stories or whatnot, but for action figures, you generally do. And there were a lot of action figures that were released and announced during the Obi-Wan Kenobi Wednesdays thing, along with some product descriptions, but a lot of them were just super generic. They all feature an interesting log line about the series. It says that Obi-Wan Kenobi is set years after the dramatic events of Revenge of the Sith, where Obi-Wan faced the corruption of his friend and Jedi apprentice, Anakin Skywalker, into the Sith Lord Darth Vader. And beyond that, the only real new information that we got had to do with descriptions of the action figures themselves. So for example, the Darth Vader figure was released with a parenthesis saying the dark times, which I thought was really interesting. So like, that's how they're positioning that figure. Like, it's not, you know, Return of the Jedi figure. It's not, say, a Bespin figure. It's talking about the dark times. Similarly, Obi-Wan Kenobi's figure says Wandering Jedi. So that's how they are positioning him during that period of time. And I thought that phrase was really interesting because that's also the phrase that they've used in describing Ahsoka and her action figure. And so the log line of the Ahsoka series, I think, also mentions it too. So that whole Wandering Jedi business is fascinating. And of course, even more fascinating for Ahsoka because she left the Jedi Order. So it's interesting that they're using that term now. But yes, they are also using it on Obi-Wan Kenobi for his action figure during this period of time. Another thing that we learned that's new is that the Purge Troopers that we see in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, they're listed as having Phase 2 armor, and that's different, if you're particular about this sort of thing, from Phase 1 armor. So apparently Phase 1 armor is the armor on Purge Troopers that we see in the immensely popular Jedi Fallen Order video game. Now they've evolved into Phase 2 armor, which is what we see in Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then something I think I'd come across, but I didn't recall, but I know there had been questions initially about the droid bounty hunter that was firing on Obi-Wan Kenobi on Dayu in the Make Me Float episode. And there had been some wondering online prior to the episode coming out as to whether that was 4LOM from The Empire Strikes Back. Well, no, it is not, but the character is named similarly, which is 1-JAC. So I guess we're all gonna have to figure out what JAC stands for. I mean, the 4LOM thing has been, you know, said to be for love or money, but, you know, it's not necessarily canon per se. I think that's just something that we've all been joking around about for many years. But yeah, I wonder what the JAC stands for. So let me know what your thoughts are on that. One job a cycle, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, we also find out that the place where Obi-Wan Kenobi was doing his meat processing activities is referred to as Tibidon Station. And there is actually something in the audio description that I missed previously where it was referred to as a sand whaling station. And that thing that they're harvesting is a sand whale. So yeah, that's a new thing too. And there's also figures for Reva and the Fifth Brother and the Grand Inquisitor and Ned B, but unfortunately we don't have anything new about those characters until we can see like the back of the package, which generally isn't photographed because nobody wants to see that when they get to ooh and awe over the action figure and all of its details, right? Like, that's the sort of thing I want to see though. But anyway, so that's that for that. And then the San Diego Comic-Con thing that I mentioned at the top of the episode has to do with the Cassian Andor series. So apparently there was a leak, a preview of something where there's going to be a Cassian and a droid at San Diego Comic-Con from Hasbro, and the droid is named B2EMO, and it basically looks like, well, I guess if you're familiar with T3M4 from the Old Republic, like, it kind of looks like that, but then if you stuck the box that BB-8 hid inside the trash can that BB-8 hid inside in The Last Jedi when they were on the First Order on Snoke's flagship, right? Like, similar kind of mashup like that. So those pictures are out there kicking around if you want to check them out. So there you go. That's wrapping up a loose end about the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, which is that whole Obi-Wan Wednesdays business and any reveals that might have come from it. And that's also it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.